Phone calls take precedent. Good morning.
Hi, Patrick. This is John.
Hey, John. I was just talking about you.
Oh, really? It's good as ever. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, sir. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good. Yeah, beautiful day here in the New York area.
New York City.
Oh, yeah.
What's up?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that was a great show with the Breatharian guy.
Yeah,
that was really great.
Gino.
Yeah, Gino. Yeah, what's interesting is that what he's saying is the opposite of everything that I believe in. You know? So it's a total paradigm shift, you know? Like, you have to drink less water, you have to eat less, you have to, you know, take less supplements, you have to breathe less. It's completely opposite of what my world view is. Like, completely, my mind was blown from by that interview.
Well, I think he's on to the basic principle. That's what he's really talking about. That as soul, you know, John, we're not the body, and the body can live with all this stuff. And I think he's right. You know, I think his basic premise is correct. Uh-huh. That the more you eat, then the more you have to eat, and the more you drink, then the more you have to drink. Because it's
actually
opposite. Than the way it's really set up. So, yeah, this is all an illusion, and I agree with him. I think he's right.
So it's like a self-perpetuating loop where the more that you feel that you need to consume, the more that you will consume.
Correct.
It's just an endless cycle.
Yeah, I believe so.
So the less that you need, the more, perhaps the more that you can absorb the material that you bring in.
I believe so. And the more you believe that spirit, you know, is supporting you, then the less food you need. And I think you can just work at it little by little and end up just living on one Snicker bar a day or whatever.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's funny because actually a few weeks ago, I think I told you I went to this health show in New York.
Yeah.
And I actually met a breatharian.
Yeah.
So this guy, he actually stopped eating for a whole year and he wrote a book on it. And basically, the book is named A Year Without Food.
Really?
And his name is Ray Maor. Last name is Maor. And basically, he was this guy who lived a normal life. I think he's like a computer programmer. But at some point, he felt like he just wanted to prove that he doesn't need to eat food to survive. So then he went on this journey to get his body and his mindset prepared to not having to eat food to do very well.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he actually leads workshops to help people achieve the state.
Did you go to the workshop?
No. I went to the lecture. I met him and, a lot of people were fascinated because, Breatharian people wanted to know how this was possible.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, there's a process that you have to go through. It's not like immediately you just stop food. Basically, you have to purify yourself where, you take less and less and going on lighter food, like such as if you eat very dense food, like animal-based products, and you kind of go down to a vegetarian diet and then vegan diet, and then, you kind of go down less and less on the food chain.
Mm.
And then eventually he gets his body and his mindset ready for, taking, like, the ultimate plunge, which is not taking any food at all.
Mm-hmm.
And it was interesting because they actually, what he's saying is that they did a TV show on him because there are some scientists and people who are skeptical that
he
can do it.
I bet
so. So they locked him up in a house without food and without water for 8 days.
Yeah,
and they documented everything. So they had a camera. They had cameras all over the house.
That's funny.
So whatever he was like sleeping, and when he's awake, and also when he goes to the bathroom, and also when he takes a shower, they want to make sure that the shower head or the water doesn't only reaches below the neck, so he doesn't take some water as he's taking a shower.
That's funny.
They observe. Yeah. So they observed his entire life for 8 straight days, and basically he was able to prove that he was able to survive without any food or water, and it's documented throughout the that whole week.
I wonder why they only did 8 days.
I think it's because they consulted some medical, you know, like the medical people, and the medical people said, "Oh, this is impossible. Within you know, 8 days without food and water, your kidneys will shut down, like your internal organs will shut down."
Uh-huh.
So they picked like 8 days to as the cutoff to say, "Well, this is like an impossible task."
Mm-hmm.
So anything above the 8 days, he pretty much proved that he that this is possible. So it's no longer needed. It doesn't make sense to just keep on doing it continuously.
Right.
So 8 days kind of proved the hypothesis.
I know some friends of mine that are kind of experimenting. That they kind of like Gino, and they look at his stuff, and they're experimenting, John, with doing a dry fast every day.
Yeah.
Just like 12 or 18 hours with no food or no water.
And
they say you feel really pretty amazing. That's interesting.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that interesting? And so I'm going to start kind of experimenting with that. But, you know, I do saunas every day and usually in the middle of the night. And so I'm just not, you know, not sure. I don't know if there's any upside to it, but it'd be kind of fun to experiment with that concept. And actually, Dr. Ellie says, you know, once you're on this program, the more you can, longer you can go without food or water, the more you you remineralize your teeth, which is kind of interesting.
Oh, that's very interesting.
Yeah,
that's very interesting. I think that goes to the concept that Gino was saying, is that the body produces all the minerals that it needs, so you don't need any additional input from the outside environment.
Well, I know on some level he's right. I mean, I know there's people who are Eck Masters, John, who they're 1,000 years old, you know, and 1,000, seriously, I mean, 1,000 years, 2,000 years, they've had a body for that long, and they can do it. I mean, you know, it just depends on your spiritual evolvement and what you want to do and what your, you know, what your karma is and how you fit in with this whole thing called life. But there was a fellow in Austin in the early 80s when I did a show on KLBJ, John, and his name was Wiley Brooks. I'll never always remember his fellow. And he was a black fellow, and he was going around the country, you know, doing breatharian, whatever, seminars, right?
Oh, yeah, right.
So I went to his seminar, and he seemed pretty real. I mean, let me interrupt my story for a minute. So when you heard this guy, Roy, did he seem like he was the real deal?
Who was that?
This Roy Mayoy, did he intuitively?
Oh, yeah.
I
mean, he really seems like he's the real deal, because he's really real about it. He really tells people, you know, you shouldn't, you know, jump into it. Like, he prepared himself over a period of years to get to the state. So, you know, I think he, and the reason that he has a workshop is that he doesn't want people to, you know, like make a big jump and you know, because it does take a while to get to his state.
Right.
So, and he also incorporated, I also asked him, like, how does he, you know, think about it, like, spiritually? And he, you know, like, he really thought that going to the breatharian state is part of his spiritual growth.
You're right.
So,
So do you have a contact for him, or give me a lead?
I can send you that's, his, like, email. So it'll be interesting if you can.
We'll see if we can get him on the show.
Actually, when I spoke to him, I said, "Oh, there's this really great radio show that I listen to every day, and would you be willing to do some sort of an interview on the air?" And he said, "Yeah, he does. You know, do media. I guess like media appearances through radio and also YouTube." So I asked him, and he was receptive to the idea.
Oh, cool.
Coming on your show.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. So, yeah. Let me continue with my story. So anyway, I go to this fellow's thing. So I was interested, right? And so I went, and he was interesting. He was a black fellow, and he was good. And I talked to him afterwards, invite him on the show. And he came on the show and did his little breatharian thing. And so it was interesting. And, of course, back in the 80s, in Austin, I mean, people thought I was nuts having this guy on. I mean, they just thought I was bonkers, man. Anyway, my boss thought I was bonkers. Anyway, so I have this breatharian on, you know, you do enough shows like this and they fire you. You know, that's what happens. So,
it's too outside the mainstream.
Oh man, John, I remember the first week I was on KLBJ in 1983. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I was in St. Louis and New Orleans and talking about health, and I was talking about just doing a talk show and just kind of opining about the idea about how what we eat really affects our health and things like that. Nothing hardcore. But remember that back in those days, I mean, you're right in the middle of a beef territory country, and even though Whole Foods was there, I mean, I had this one guy call up, and he was really, I'll always remember this phone call. So he calls up and say, Mr. Timpone, well, welcome to the station. Yeah, thank you. But let me see if I understand what you're saying. He says, are you saying that what we eat affects our health? I mean, he just couldn't get that. You know, I said, oh, yeah. He said, no, I really? No, that can't be.
Oh.
I'm serious. I mean, I'll always remember that.
So he didn't draw the correlation at all?
No.
Okay.
But I'm not criticizing the guy because, I mean, gosh, 5 years before that or whatever, in 78, I never made the connection.
Well, also, that's the paradigm even with the medical system, right? Because they don't think that diet has anything to do with health. You know, that's why if you go to a hospital, they serve you this crappy food.
That's right, Jell-O.
so even to this day, it's, you know, like outside of, you know, people who are aware to it, I think that's still the conception that's out there.
Well, they do have dietitians at hospitals, but in my opinion, dietitians have no idea about.
Yeah, even like dietitians probably, train in the conventional model where you have to
have that
food pyramid. Like, you know, like when I grew up, I learned about food with that food pyramid where you have, you should eat the most amount of grains at the bottom.
Right, right.
And then, you know, like the fresh vegetables is like a very small portion. Right? It's like mostly, grains and meat.
Right, and dietitians they do the meal planning, as you know, hospitals and nursing homes and schools.
Yeah,
uh-huh. And they're part of the whole medical model.
Yeah, they're part of the regular system where they only look at the macronutrients like let's say carbohydrates, fats, proteins, you know, but they don't really look at the mineral composition that's in like organic vegetables.
Yeah, no,
versus conventional, right? So they don't look at that, the difference between that.
So let me go back to my story. Yeah. So Wiley Brooks, so I have him on the air, right? And so I have him on the air, and I was kind of interested in this guy, and I kind of knew intuitively that he was right about being able to live on light and God. But then I start to, I don't know how it happened, but I think it was later on when the internet came out.
Mm-hmm.
And I somehow came across him in the 90s after Google came and found out that this fellow was, they had showed pictures of him or something eating Big Macs at McDonald's.
He was
a scammer dammerdoodle, that's right. So who knows?
Right.
That's funny.
Yeah, I think there are probably people who claim it. And I think it could be real, but I think it's, you have to differentiate between people who actually can walk the walk versus just people who talk.
Yeah. Oh, look at this. Yeah. This is funny. This is from Adam. Oh, my goodness. Adam says, Wiley Brooks' former girlfriend was one of my clients, and she ratted him out, telling me that he ate a lot of junk food, smiley face. See? So I guess it's a true story.
That's hilarious.
That's hilarious. Small world, man. That's him. Wiley Brooks. God bless Wiley. He was, he had a thing going, didn't he?
right. But when he was telling his story, he was very convincing. Right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, I was ready to go out and stop eating immediately.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I know there's some famous Batharians out there. Like, have you heard of Chaz Muhi, the Australian I think she's Australian, and she's hipparitharian for a very long time. And I think she wrote a few books on it, like living on light, and you know, like prana nourishment. I read some of those. It was quite interesting.
Well, you know, my theory, John, is we are all living on light. And that's where we're getting everything, and I think we just eat because it's fun, and God doesn't care if you eat, in the big picture, it doesn't matter. Uh-huh. Yeah, God doesn't care if you eat burgers or fries or broccoli. You know, it's just an illusion. It's all just food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. That's, and have you heard of this guy? I forgot his name, Charles something. This guy was he did sun gazing. I think he was living out in Saudi Arabia at the time. I think he was working for an oil company, and he said, "Well, there's so much abundant sunlight. Why don't I just do sun gazing and see what happens?" So after a period of sun gazing, he actually stopped eating, and he didn't feel like he needed food anymore because he was getting so much energy just from sunlight. But after a while, he felt that it was kind of lonely to live this lifestyle because no one else around him.
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to do? You want to go out to dinner? I don't eat.
So then, it's actually not good for your dating life.
Well, that's not good for anything. I mean, it's like, even my teacher, with, in Ekankar, he says, say you're in this spiritual path and you meet somebody and you fall in love with and they're from another religion. It's more important for you to get along with them than it is for you to follow this path. Because if it's a problem, don't screw up your marriage. And I get that. It's like, come on. I mean, could you imagine? Dating and you don't eat and your girlfriend eats. I mean, how long do you think that's going to last? Right. That's going to last real long. That's going to last a long time.
Last a long time. But I think vegetarians still need places to go to, right? So you think if you're an entrepreneur, do you think it's a good idea to open a vegetarian restaurant?
Probably not. You probably wouldn't make a lot of money. You could just do oxygen, right? Just to breathe oxygen or something.
Just breathe oxygen. You can have the special, the Himalaya. You can have the Himalaya mountain air special.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Himalayan mountain air, $2.95.
$2.95.
That's great. Yeah.
So I think it's actually great. I think to learn from what they have to say. I think having a period of fasting actually. I mean, even if you don't go fully vegetarian and you, let's say, take a period of time to fast, it can actually improve one's health a lot. And actually, I downloaded a book on Kindle. It's called How and When to Become Your Own Doctor. And basically, there was this lady, well, actually, this guy, he wrote a book about his wife, who has years of experience treating people with all sorts of, like an alternative practitioner, who dealt with a lot of people's illnesses and diseases, and also some psychological problems. And what she found was when she put people on a fast. Or like a dry fast for a period of a week, a lot of the symptoms will just go away. So the body kind of stops digesting, as what Gino was explaining, and the body can fully utilize its energy and its resources to rebuild its body.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I think one day a week is a good thing, a really good thing. Just kind of don't do anything. So I'd like to start doing that, I think, with no water. I think that would be interesting, just do a dry fast for 24 hours.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Just to see what that feels like. And there's no doubt that you get more clarity on some level.
Oh, yeah.
In 86 or 87, I did a 21-day thing using the Master Cleanser, you know that one?
Oh, yeah, right.
What's the fellow's name? Master Clean. Anyway, it's water, lemon juice, cayenne, and
is that called the Master Cleanse?
Master Cleanse, right, yeah.
Yeah.
You can get a little booklet called the Master Cleanse, or Google it. So you use water, lemon juice, cayenne and maple syrup. And in theory, then the maple syrup keeps your blood sugar kind of happy. And you can drink as much as you want. And I did that for 21 days.
How did it feel?
Oh, man, I felt great.
Yeah.
It was good.
Were you actually at the time, were you doing a lot of physical exertion?
No. It was after I got fired and from KLBJ.
Okay.
And I was, I met my teacher. So I was just really laid back doing nothing but talking about God. So it was a great time to do that. And it really helped at the time, you know, to do that. But it was, you know, after the first couple of days, I wasn't even hungry.
Oh, right. Yeah, I think I'm going to try that. I think what's nice about it also is, let's say if you put yourself in a really beautiful environment, like a mountain area or a beach or something, and then get away from it all and then just do the fast.
Oh, that'd be the bomb. Yeah,
I think that would be a great experience.
You know, I have a theory about this not eating now, and, you know, you live in a place like New York or anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, we have a lot of things, electromagnetic fields. I'm here in the studio, and these things can be difficult in the body, and computers and stuff, and I think in a way sometimes that these foods actually protect us a little bit, fat and stuff.
Oh, okay.
That's my theory, but I don't know.
But if you live in a pristine environment, then you need less.
Oh, I would think. I mean, you could go to Hawaii probably and do the fruit thing pretty easily if you'd really got good at it, you know, and probably do just fine. But again, it just depends on what you want to do. And if you got to get on airplanes or you were out of work a lot, and maybe you couldn't do it. So again, though, I don't think it really matters because nobody cares. The important thing is what you need to do this lifetime to grow spiritually and what your karma dharma is and what your fate is and what you want to do. And what it takes to get you there. And if that's a burger and fries, well, man, do it. Go for it.
If that's
what it takes, well, I'm okay with it.
You're okay with it, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
I think it's good, too. Yeah, I think it's good to, give food a break once in a while. I think it's
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to be dependent. Like, I have to eat, like, three meals a day, you know. It kind of gets constraining because sometimes you have things to do or you want to have a continuous block of time for yourself. You just don't want it to be interrupted by, you know, having to prepare the food, eat the food, limit the food, and it actually creates a sense of freedom.
It does. For me, I've been doing more and more, and just really paying attention, very, very paying attention, rather than just going to get something to eat it. Is just say, okay, do I really need some food? And no. And, you know, if I'm not hungry, if those digestive juices are not doing their thing, what in Ayurveda they call Agni, A-G-N-I, which is the god of fire, you know. It's actually it's like a god, Agni. And unless you got that going on, there's just no reason to eat, in my opinion, because you don't need to.
Oh, right, yeah.
In other words, if you're not hungry, just don't eat.
Yeah, right. We could just be part-time breatharian.
Yeah, you can just be part-time. That's right.
Part-time breatharian.
And then you can meet a part-time breatharian girl, right? So you just do breathing.
Exactly. That would be a dream.
That'd be cool. That'd be cool. That'd
be cool. That would be so cool.
But, you know, I get, you know, he was talking about breathing, too. This Buteyko breathing, I don't know, have you ever messed around with that? That's really, it's really interesting.
That's when you breathe less, right?
That's right.
When you breathe like even and not hyperventilating.
I've done that at night where, you know, things are quiet 3 a.m. and I wake up and I'll just start singing Hugh, you know, that's love song to God and get really, 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 really quiet. And then don't breathe. You don't do anything, right? You're just there.
Yeah, right.
In your body, but you're not. And you watch your body and you'd be surprised how long the body will go without breathing. It's crazy. And it.
How long do you think you can?
Oh, you can go a couple minutes sometimes. Yeah.
Really?
I have cereal. And you're kind of very detached from the whole thing. So you're not putting any effort into breathing whatsoever. So you're just kind of lying there saying, okay, I'm soul, I'm not the body. Just, well, I don't care. Just do what you're going to do. Believe me, you won't die. So,
you won't die.
You won't die. The body will breathe. I mean, it does when you're out of your body in the, you know, at night, you know, in the dream state. So it'll keep breathing. Mm-hmm. And, but you'd be surprised. You can, and that's the Buteyko thing. And what's interesting about it is, so you're just kind of like looking from afar, if you will. You're really outside your body, but you don't really realize it. And the body's just lying there, and you're not doing anything. And, you know, you'll go 30, 45 seconds, nothing, no breath. Mm-hmm. And then you'll the body will feel like, I've really got to breathe. But you don't do it then. You just go through that, and you'd be surprised, and you relax, and you relax. And then that feeling of needing to breathe, that goes away. And you go, oh, that's interesting. You know, I didn't really need to take a breath. So when a body finally does, there's sometimes, rather than go like, it'll just do like,
Oh, I see.
That's the Buteyko thing.
Type of breathing.
Yeah, just really, really slow. It's pretty, pretty fascinating. You could just Google Buteyko, and they got a whole, a whole way to practice this, and you can get to the point where you don't have to breathe for 2, 3, 4 minutes.
Right.
Pretty trippy.
Is it similar to a? Is it similar to a Qigong type of thing?
Well, Qigong, where they have a... you know. Qigong. The only thing I know about Qigong, I, you know, if something hurts in my body, I just slap it silly and then it goes away.
Oh, yeah.
That's my Qigong practice.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
That's my Qigong practice, you know.
Yeah, so I think that Pai Lai Jing is still doing it. It's just amazing.
Oh, man. Are you doing it? Are you doing it?
You know, really good. Yeah. Just I actually, like, try to do it in the sauna, but it feels really good.
How can you do it? Oh, you got a big sauna.
Yeah, like I don't have a, because I live in an apartment building, I can't, you know, purchase a personal sauna. But in the, I think in the common area, there's a sauna where you can just go in. So I just go in there, just turn on the sauna, and then start slapping.
Oh, can you put your leg up and do the whole Pai Dai Lai Jing? You have room for that?
Oh, not enough room for
okay,
that. It's just the slapping. There's, yeah, there's plenty of room for us to do slapping, and then I can do the... I think, as I mentioned on the previous show, like you can do the stand up on the wall, like standing, and then the waist circle. I can do like different exercises while in the pool.
Cool. So does your body does your body like the slapping thing?
Oh, I really like it. Yeah, really like it. Because after you slap, like you feel like you get improved circulation.
Yeah.
Like throughout the body, and you kind of feel like this heat where. You know, they say when you increase the heat of the body, kind of, you know, a lot of the bad actors can survive, right? Like the viruses and all that. So I think it's also, you know, with the heat and also the slapping, I think there's some synergistic effect.
Yeah, good for you. You know what I did, John? I went out and bought some 10-pound weights.
Oh,
and you can wrap them around your ankles. So I'm starting to do the 10-pound weights on each leg, the one you have up and then also the one hanging down. So that's pretty fun. That makes it all easier and stretches you even more.
Oh, wow. You must have a high pain tolerance.
No, it doesn't hurt at all. But I've been doing it I've been doing it for over a year.
Oh, okay. So you got to be very healthy.
I'm really flexible.
Good.
I'm
in a very good state.
I'm like a pretzel, man. I'm like a pretzel.
Yeah, because if I put myself in that,
yeah, you don't
want to
do a lot of pain. Yeah, don't do the weights yet.
Yeah, I can't do weights yet. Yeah, so I need to gradually ease myself.
Yeah, you'll gradually stretch out those muscles and that fascia and everything, and the more flexible you get. So remember what you're doing. It's really cool because you're actually stretching out the whole meridian system.
Meridian, yeah.
And so all the different organs of your body are benefiting by this. It's really cool.
Yeah, but the interesting thing is after that period of pain when you're in that situation and after you get out of it, you just feel amazing.
I know. Yeah.
You know, the feeling that you get from after that is indescribable how good it feels.
Yeah.
Right?
Good for you, John. Good job. Good job, brother. Yeah.
Great job. Oh, I wanted to let you know that on your website, I think your phone number is,
did I do it wrong again?
The last digit is wrong. Yeah, I think it's 6386.
I don't know why that happens. It's like somehow it got on.
That's why people didn't call.
No kidding. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I know somebody told me that before. That's funny.
Yeah, because I dialed it. I was like, oh, this, I don't, because like, I kind of knew the number, but I didn't know if you changed the number.
So no, it's
just. I dialed the number, I get a dial tone, I get a busy tone, and then I had to look back at my previous notes. Oh, yeah, it's actually 86, not 83.
No, I've got 86 on the Today Show notes.
Oh, I think I saw 83 on the One Radio Network website.
Well, I'm just looking at it now, John. It's look on your. Are you in your computer now?
Yeah.
Does yours say 83?
I thought I saw 83.
Well.
Hold on a second. Oh, it does say 86. Maybe I misread.
The other one about a week ago, it said 83, and a listener said, "Hey, you got the wrong phone number, dude."
So, oh, maybe I looked at.
Maybe look, but also sometimes you know with computers. Sometimes your computer will do a cache.
Oh, I see. And it
pulls up an old one, and so that's why it's a good thing to go in and clear your cache, every few days.
Oh, that's probably what happened, so I think it's fine.
Yeah, you probably saw an old thing, yeah.
Yeah, I just saw an old page, so.
let's see. I was going to mention some. No, that's about it. Well, anything else, Johnny?
No, I think it covered it all. But yeah, thanks a lot for your show. Really appreciate it. And, keep up the great work.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
have a good day.
Thank you, John, for calling. Good job.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Yep. Okay. Bye.
He's cool. He tries all this stuff, man. All right. Whether you consume rosemary mush, rosemary tea, or whatever form, writes Steve, it appears that rosemary is one of the best nutritional approaches to protect oneself from cell phone radiation exposure. Oh, okay. This is great. From the 2209 British Journal of Radiology, the fat-soluble carnosol and carnosic acids in rosemary provides highly significant protective multi-mutagenic activity. Protection factor was 3.34 greater than for other compounds studied. Well, isn't that good? Rosemary found to offer the best protection against radiation poisoning. Well, there you go. I got to remember, I told Tony I would send him a bunch of rosemary from my bush. So I'm going to make some this weekend. I have some agave tequila. I'm going to smoosh some up and ferment it, or just put it in alcohol. All right. Hi, Patrick. Did you cook the liver that you said last week's show? No, I didn't. It kind of got a little, kind of went south. I just procrastinated on that one. I gave it to Doodle. I just got some pork liver tomorrow. I'm going to be making the pate. Good for you. Yeah, let us know how you like it. You got the recipe. Yeah, I'll need to get him on. Yeah, I know. Did you book Chef Frank for the December already? I need to do that. Because we wanted to do a show before Christmas. Thanks for reminding. In days after the new moon and the same number of days after full moon, it is best to do a dry fast for that one day, no food and no water. On these days, all liquid water, part of a human body, I don't remember the exact word, gets a reset, restructure throughout the tissues. And so on these days, it is best to really go all dry, despite any other forms of fasting. Adam, what do you think about this? What do you think? Is that in line with chronobiotic things? I thought a full moon is a time where we change around. I know that full moon, there's a system where you can do, instead of say 1, 2, 3, I used to know it exactly. I used to do it and I don't do it anymore. So in other words, morning, noon, and night, 2 days before the full moon, you do 2, 1, 3, and then 3, 1, 2. I used to do that. And then 2 days after the full moon, you do, so around 4 or 5 days, you switch things around, kind of like what John was talking about. But I'm not sure about if that'd be a good time to dry fast. Adam is there. He'll. It's interesting about radiation. That's pretty cool. What's the price on the Relax Sauna? Thanks. Any holiday special? Yeah, baby. We'll holiday special you up. I'll holiday special you for $9.95. What? $200 less. I can't put this in print, but email me if you'd like to get a $9.95 deal. Or if you would like the lamp. Man, these lamps are really cool. I love my little lamp. You know me, I like to watch a movie every night. It's my passion and my downtime. So watching a film, you could put on your tummy, put it on your genitals, put it on your prostate, put it on your thyroid, put it on everywhere. Hold this lamp. And it's made by the same people. So we can give you a lamp and a sauna for $11.95. Pretty good deal. Or just the sauna for $9.95, delivered continental U.S. So don't forget, if you don't live outside continental, it's more. Or holiday special you to just do the lamp for $200, retail $229. And this is literally for those hearing my voice now. Otherwise, you wouldn't know about it. So we can do that. But they have to keep the price up because they do. But Phil said it's okay just to do it for listeners. So I just make way less, but it doesn't matter. I'd rather sell more, make a few bucks on them, and give you, it's good karma, give you some good things for your body.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance at feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Way. One World Way is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. You can click on the One World Whey banner ad and order right here at OneRadioNetwork.com. That's OneRadioNetwork.com.
Previously with Daniel Vitalis, talking about elk velvet antler from Sir Thrival.
Elk antler or deer antler products are probably the most regenerative substance that we can find in nature, at least for mammals. A couple things that I think are really cool about it is that it's got 6 types of collagen.
That's really
amazing. When you think about the antler of an elk or a deer, these are an organ that grow in just 3 months' time and then fall off, and the very next year they grow back. Mammals don't typically regenerate organs that fall off, but antlers from all of the cervid mammals are completely regenerated. In order for them to regenerate, they need to contain substances that cause regeneration, and that's like the 24 growth factors that we find in elk velvet antler.
Regeneration, we like that word. Growth factors, we love that word. For boys and girls, that's you. Exclusively from Sir Thrival and exquisitely produced, Daniel Vitalis, OneRadioNetwork.com. Exquisitely produced. It's so fun. I just love that product. And I also love the 4 P's. Just especially the 4 P's. Man, I'm only supposed to do 1 drop, but I do 2 drops. under my tongue and then bounce around on the rebounder in the morning and Doodle does doggy yoga. Lots of times she'll get on her back and I go, doggy yoga, she does. If I had a cell phone, I think my camera takes pictures, videos, I think. I don't know. Oh my. Lost my train of thought there where I was going to go. I needed to go somewhere and boom. Oh, yeah, a final reminder here. Shen Blossom de Balm is 15% off all weekend. So if you've been hearing me talk about it and you want to try some goji berry in a bottle or Shizandra or get this ginseng, guys, hint, hint. You could take ginseng every day for the rest of your life. It's a tonic. Kind of like shaga and reishi. The rice sprouts. He's got some black sesame seed butter. Oh. Shen Blossom on front page. Fall sale 15. Gets you 15% off all weekend. Till Sunday night. He sent my whole care package. God love him for my rebirth day. I'd order some. What else? Oh yeah. Just quickly, this aloe, if you haven't tried it, I think you'd like it. It's such a great food for your body. The Stockton Aloe 1, you'll see it right up there under the slideshow. And it comes in fresh frozen, and you can just thaw it out and put it in a little jar, and you drink it. And every part of your body just goes, oh yeah. It's very cooling. So if you run hot, if you're a pitta, like Patrick, pitta, we have a lot of fire, pitta. Just aloe is amazing. And this is a great, great product. It's a pure, fresh frozen, and the minimum is 2 half-gallon containers in plastic, and you get a free tuba thing. So if you click on that ad right under the slideshow there and get yourself 2 and try it. About 4 gallons, I don't know, what was it, a couple months ago, and I went through that. So I might think I'm on my 4, 5, 9, 10, 11, 12. I'm on my 12th half gallon, so that's, I've had 6 gallons of this in the last 3 months. Yeah, I don't know, I love it, my body loves it. My tummy's happy. Ooh. Tummy's happy.
Broadcasting live, weekday morning, this is listener-supported One Radio Network.
Aw, birdies. I see the squirrels and the birds and just walking around Dripping Springs. They're looking for food. Oh, there's a raccoon. Oh, there's a possum. I wonder why possums are spelled opossum. Come on, come on.
About your health, wealth, and well-being on OneRadioNetwork.com. Once again, here's Patrick.
Oh, Julie, God love her. Ah, that was a great movie. I haven't seen that forever. Let's see. Adam says your body can take more or less any stress at the full moon. Oh. But dry fasting is more appropriate at new moon time. Huh. So at the full moon, the body can take more stress. Huh. And the new moon time would be a good time to dry fast. According to Chronobiotic Nutrition. What else before we go? Nephew's getting married, got that email. Don says, Sunnyvale is always sunny. It can't be all clouds, but the sun pops out in Sunnyvale. True. Oh, that's why it's called Sunnyvale. I knew that. What else? Anything else to talk about before we go? The hills are alive. Anything in the news worth mentioning? Let's see. Bitcoin is almost $8,000 today. Whoa. Amazing. It's crazy. $7,800. I can remember when Bitcoin was a quarter. Boy, you want to blow your mind. I mean, when you think about it. I mean, isn't that crazy? So say in that 2010 when we did that interview, and you can look at that interview, Bitcoin was a quarter. Just say you did, I don't know, just $5,000, right? Put on your credit card and you bought $5,000. Divided by 0.25, that's 20,000 bitcoins. So say you just did that. Oh yeah, I believe this guy. I think I'm just going to invest 5,000. And now today, if you wouldn't have sold your bitcoin, let's see, I want to do this. 20,000 times 7,800 equals. $156 million. I'm serial. Yeah, there's always opportunities out there. It's just knowing which ones are the real. Can you imagine that? 7 years ago, $5,000 investment. You could sell those babies, snapping your fingers, for $156 million. So the question is, what is the opportunity today? Where 7 years from now, you or 5 years from now, it'd be worth $100 million. You could do a lot with that, right? Start a foundation, save the whales, save the penguins, save the planet. I don't know. The Bitcoin people, the real Bitcoinians, you know, the cryptomaniacs, the people that are really into it, they claim that you could buy Bitcoin today. And of course, you don't need 7,800 because you just buy a digital, you know, 0.00 or whatever. You can invest $200 in Bitcoins. And for example, if you had $7,800 for a Bitcoin divided by 200, or let's just say 1,000. 1,000 equals, that's not right. You'd have 1/7. I'm sorry. You'd have to do 1,000. I had it backwards. You have to do $1,000 divided by, 7,800. And you would get, 0.12820512825 1282 bitcoins. Essentially, you'd get 0.128 bitcoins for your $1,000. Now, okay, let's have some fun with that. So let's say you had 0.128 bitcoins. So let's just do 128. You don't need all those decimals. 0.128. So you say you invested $1,000 today. And I'm not telling you to do this because I don't do it, but I'm just playing here because we're having fun. So say you had 1.128 bitcoins today with your $1,000. And the Bitcoin people, they claim that it's never going to stop because there's going to be a limited amount of bitcoins of 21 million. So it's just going to keep going on forever. They say someday it'll be $50,000. Why not? It's no more strange than 25 cents to $8,000, is it? So let's say it goes to $50,000 one day. So you got 0.128 bitcoins times $50,000. Maybe next year equals $6,500. Wow. So what if you had, you know what I'm saying? Who knows? Yeah, it's a long shot. It's like doing Seabiscuit in the 24th race, but that's how people make a lot of money. And that's how people lose a lot of money. Adam says, extra water is better at full moon high tide time. I'll be darned. Really? Well, it makes sense, right? The tide's coming in. It's God's way of saying, drink more water, dude. That's interesting. Where did I get off on that? Oh, I just saw the headline that Bitcoin was almost $8,000. Whoa. Anything else? Let's see. You want to hear the headlines? The House passed the tax reform thing, so maybe the Senate's supposed to do it after Thanksgiving. Theoretically, your taxes are going to go down. Pretty good. What else? I don't see anything here. Turkish lira plunges. No, I didn't own any of those. Michigan Bank just brought back zero down mortgages. Wow. They'll even cover the closing costs. Look at this. Flagstar Bank in Michigan, zero down mortgages, much, what's better, they'll also do your closing costs. Borrowers would not have to repay the down payment or the closing costs, but a 1099 form to report the income would be issued to the Internal Revenue Service, so the gift would be taxable depending on the borrower's financial picture. I'll be darned. Because it's a gift and that it's taxable. Huh. Flagstar said borrowers who might qualify for its new program typically would have an annual income from 35 to 60 grand, sales price of the home, which must be in a qualifying area, be within the range of 80 to 175. What are we doing? Pretty clever. You want to live in Michigan? Buy a house, no money down, no closing costs. Of course, your heating bill could be a lot. Oh, yeah, heating bill could be a lot. It gets cold up there in Michigan. Yeah. It's pretty country up there, though. All right. Oh, this is good. What? The first human head transplant successfully carried out. Oh, good. can't be true. The world's first human head transplant, a controversial scientist claims. The world's first human head transplant has allegedly been performed on a corpse. Oh. What? In an 18-hour operation which successfully connected the spine, nerves, and blood vessels of two people. The operation was carried out by team Dr. Yingxiong Ren of Hoxha Medical in China, grafted a head onto the body of a monkey. Great. These people are nuts, man. You think they have something better to do. Well, 10,000 more JFK records released. Ooh. 10,000 more Kennedy assassination records are released today. So Andy Goss is going to be here Wednesday. That'll be the actual anniversary of the 54th year anniversary on the 22nd. He's a JFK scholar, so we'll see if he comes up with any more next week on Wednesday. He knows this stuff. He comes up with that. I can't believe he can remember all this stuff. It's crazy. And he talks about people. Oh, yeah, 1968. Got a mind like a steel trap. Okay, kids. Time to go. I had fun this morning. Hope you guys did. Thanks for everything. I love you guys very much. You're the bomb. Thanks for all your emails. Great emails. Great calls. Let me know how you're doing if you're going to do the Dr. Ellie thing. I'm interested. I mean, even if you don't, even if you don't do the DNA thing, you don't have to do that. Hold on a sec, need to do something here. You know, you don't have to do the thing. You can just do it because you'll see, you know, you'll see how your gums look, how your teeth feel, everything like that. But be careful, your breath is going to be so crisp and fresh that you'll be playing lots more kissy face. And be careful because, you know, things happen. So. But the birth rate is low, so it doesn't matter. So I love you all very much. Thanks for everything. We'll see you Monday with Ken Rolla. This is Patrick Timpone. May the blessings be. May the blessings be. Have a nice weekend.
The different ways I had to oceans, twisting in the water. You're just like a dream. Lost and only you, just like.